97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Thank you for tuning into the program. It airs several times over the course of the weekend, and you can also find it on Odyssey, the app that you should have on your phone. I'm Bo Matthews. That's Mark Cox, and our executive producer. We got to give him cred because he really went to work, especially during the holidays, to get this show put together. Carl Middleman.
I really enjoyed the show we did last week. If you did not hear it, we took clips of all of our 50 shows that we did in the last year and just did a little piece of each of them.
Of each one.
It was actually really fun to listen to, see how
it was,
yep. What we did in the last year. A lot of talk about Illinois, and we're going to talk about Illinois again today.
Wow, that's good. But it's something fun, and people, everybody can participate in it, whether you live in Illinois or you live in Missouri, for sure. Lots of fun ways to get outside. We talk about the great outdoors, right? And now
it's
not a bad winter so far, but you know it's still going to be months before it's warm again, and we got something where you can be warm and enjoy yourself this weekend.
And Mark?
We are going to get you out, outside and inside to prepare for outside on this program, but we do need to talk about some firearms. I'm still getting grief about the drawing of the Year of Guns gun raffle for the Eureka Police Officer Support Fund, but Mark, here comes the fun part. I get to equip this firearm now.
That's the great thing about buying a weapon.
So yeah. The shopping begins because I have to have it equipped, right?
You have to have a sling. Did it come with, it came with optics, right?
Did it come with optics? It
did not. Okay. Get a good red dot on there?
No, but I was telling a buddy of mine about it who had a ticket in the same drawing that we did on the 15th of December. We'll do one on the 15th of January. As I'm telling him, of course, he had to give me crap like you did. But then I hear him going beep, 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 beep. And he was opening his safe. He goes, dude, I got a scope for you. I got an extra mag for you. So then he turned into be excited about
it.
So the gift giving continues. But then I jumped on board with this Rock Community Firefighters organization.
Yeah, I did.
They've
too.
Got 52 guns in 52 weeks. Their first drawing just happened. It's going to be fantastic.
They didn't. We're arming America. Me yet. I'm surprised. I did.
No,
buy
but
a
you
ticket.
Did acquire. You did acquire a firearm too, though.
But I did, and it was not a Christmas present. The best.
And you had to buy it.
That's the best Christmas present anybody could ever give me. Right?
A period. Firearm.
It's a firearm. And
of course.
And last year I got surprised with one, which was fantastic. It was a special situation, so it was great. My son and I both have used the gun a lot. And it's specifically, it's a synthetic stock and all that, so it's really good for, it's a Benelli, and it's really good for bird hunting and duck hunting and all that.
You and you've been successful
wet.
In 2023 with your pheasant hunting.
Yes, it's been a good year. It's been a good year. But what Mark has always wanted is nice...
Are you talking like Trump?
Yeah, third person.
What Mark has always wanted is a nice over and under shotgun. It's fantastic.
The best.
Yeah, it's the best. And I've always... All the cool kids seem to have one. Like, when I go down to my trap club there in Pacific... Everybody's got a really nice over and under that they're shooting, and I thought, you know,
yeah,
I really want one of those. So I started looking into it, and ended up getting a Browning Satori. It's on order. I don't have it in hand yet. I sent you a picture of it, Bo, and I'm very excited about it.
It's gorgeous, gorgeous. Yeah. Now, did you want it or did you need it?
Well, both. But I honestly, and I told my wife this because you know how those conversations go. I'm like, don't you have enough? And I'm like,
haven't
well, you, know,
you seen Sammy Hagar
lost,
enough?
I lost a bunch of them in that boating accident last year, so no, I don't have enough. I joke, but I want it because I'm at that stage in life where you don't know. I mean, I'm not old. I'm not young. Get hit by a truck tomorrow on the way home. Who knows? I don't. It's just something I've always wanted to own, and I decided I was going to go ahead and do it. So, yeah. Both is the answer to your question, Bo.
That's a good answer. But how was that conversation received on the other end?
Just fine.
We have a deal with my wife and I. If it's over a certain amount, we should have a conversation.
Oh, sure.
You know.
And I also use the line, listen, it's a browning, not a blonde. So, you know,
you always
wait for the reaction when... No, I'm just kidding.
Wow. That's outstanding, by the way.
Thank you. I just thought I'd throw that out there in case it benefits anybody else.
I would never repeat it, but it's great to hear you do it. Or, and that's when the fight began.
Yeah.
Or no. Redhead or whatever you are into.
Well, it just rhymes, Carl, is the point, right?
So you know, the other good point is you really only need ammo now. You don't really need accessories for this firearm. That's another selling point.
No, you don't put a scope or sights on a shotgun. So really all you need is the ammo you would have bought anyway, and it's a 12 gauge. So I'm already set in that department. Mm-hmm. That's easy.
You've never owned an over and under.
I've never even owned a side-by-side. I've got an old one that belonged to my grandfather, but it's not in shooting condition, so that's one you hang over the fireplace. Which she won't let me do, I'll point out. I wanted to hang it over the fireplace. So what I'm going to have to do now, since I have no alternative, is to build myself. I've been thinking about building myself a bourbon bar in my basement. And if I do that, I'm going to hang it right over the middle of that bar, right up on the wall. That'll be
the new one or the old one?
Oh, the old one. Yeah, yeah.
Why don't you do both? Why don't you have both up there? Then you have from yesteryear and from today, this is how far technology has moved.
The new one is in the safe, baby. If somebody was to steal the old one, I haven't lost anything except memories, so...
Yeah. And you know what? The good thing is you hang on to those memories, because when you sell something like a car or something like that, those memories are still in your heart, right?
Right. Right.
See what I mean?
I do. Yeah. Know exactly what you mean. But yeah, thank you. I'm very excited about that. I don't have a delivery estimate on that yet, but I'm looking forward to it. I'll let you know.
And when you do, we need to meet and go skeet shooting together, because I don't have enough shells through my Benelli M2.
Okay. All right.
And I need more practice time before we get the call. Hey, there's another charity event going on, and I show up like a boob and don't know what I'm doing and shoot the ground. It's ugly. It's ugly is what it is.
Happy to do that, Bo. Anytime I get invited to go shooting, that makes me happy. Speaking of which, I get to go salmon fishing in Alaska this summer. I'm really excited about that. 2024 is going to be fantastic. We're going to go up to the Kenai River and fish, and I'm really looking forward to it. If you are interested in something like that but you don't really know where to start, we are going to be talking about something here a little later in the show, a fishing show that's going on this weekend, in fact, where there are going to be lots of vendors there and people from different resorts around the country and around the greater St. Louis region, where they provide you with fishing opportunities or hunting opportunities, and I'm sure it'll be great. So.
And into North America, I guess. Alaska Canada will be included. Canada for sure. Of course, our resident Canadian fisherman Carl went to what was the resort?
It's Pipestone Lodge, Emo, Canada.
Yeah, take a GPS unit. Carl got lost last time.
Yeah, he was the one that found him out.
But you told me how to use my iPhone.
I know.
Thank you for that.
Absolutely. That's all right. So we got a fishing show coming up, and also it's eagle season. And if you want to know where eagles fly, we've got the guy besides Sammy Hagar that can answer that question like nobody else. He's been doing this for 30 years now, and we're going to give you all the details on that coming up right here on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
Caw-caw!
It is Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors, and that is what we are going to be encouraging you to do before winter truly sets in, if it ever will, global warming. pretty excited about this conversation because It is really a great pastime for anybody that's in the area. People traveled to the area to go eagle watching. Mark?
Well,
have you
course,
gone eagle watching?
You know, I saw an eagle near my house last year. So I have.
Well, that's not advertising well for the riverfront.
It's been a long time since I've driven up the river road over there near Pere Marquette, which, of course, is what we're talking about now. Scott Isringhausen joining us this morning to talk a little bit more about that.
No. But I got to tell you, if you don't want to drive all the way up there, just go to Mark's house. You can see the eagle over there.
Well, that's not close either.
Scott, how are you, my friend?
Hey, yeah. I'm doing great. How are you guys? Good to hear your voices.
This segment is brought to you by Razorback Armory. Signed on the dotted line, they are going to be sponsoring this program again for another year. So thank you. If you are looking for a gun concierge, go to RazorbackArmory.com. They're in De Pere. Scott, welcome back to the program, sir. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you very much for having me with you.
Absolutely. Okay. Good to have you back. So Bo's giving me a little bit of grief because I saw an eagle last year not far from my house, and it was feeding on a deer carcass that was just off the side of the road, and I didn't have to drive up to Pere Marquette, but you do have this is the time of year when the season is good, right?
You're exactly right. But speaking about that deer carcass, about a week ago I saw five immature eagles and one mature eagle is eating on one dead deer carcass. So that is a food that they eat besides fish, for sure.
It must have been fresh because I was doing some homework last night on eagles about a lot of different characteristics, and some say they don't eat dead meat, or maybe freshly dead they do, but they hunt everything, and they you know, eat mammals and rabbits and squirrels. But well, I guess they do eat dead meat, my facts do say. But is it rare?
No, it's not really that rare at all. They are scavengers. You know, you think about our dear friend Benjamin Franklin. That was one of the reasons he thought the turkey would be a better national bird, because he didn't think the eagle being a scavenger was a very good thing.
Wow. Okay. Well, they know their hierarchy because some turkey buzzards surrounded a carcass over in Illinois, a buddy of mine was telling me. And when an eagle swooped in to get a taste of it of his own, the other birds turned and, like, you know, turned away from the eagle as he jumped in for a bite. It was kind of like being at the Golden Corral. You see Mark Cox walk up. It's like, ooh, turn away. The vultures.
Speaking of that, you know what the real name for turkey vulture is, don't you?
No.
Tourist eagle.
That's great.
That's funny. Is that because they get them confused all the time or what?
They do. You know, people come at the park to Pere Marquette in the summertime, and they say, boy, I just saw a whole bunch of eagles. And, you know, I usually don't have the heart to tell them that they're not eagles and they're turkey vultures.
That's great. Well, you get a chance to meet a lot of the people that come in far and wide to the Pere Marquette area. Let's talk about some of the people that have come the furthest that you've met over the years.
Well, you know what? There's people that keep repeating coming to this program, but it's not uncommon to, you know, get people from, you know, I've had several people from Chicago area, from California, from Texas, out east, from the eastern part of the United States. You know, I've had people that truly have came from all over the entire United States to actually come to this area to witness our national bird in its natural habitat. So people really do come far and wide to come and see the eagles in this area, for sure.
Yeah, you know, we have had a very mild season so far. I mean, it's been warmer than a lot of people expected. I think there are probably people playing golf on Thanksgiving, for all I know, maybe over the Christmas holiday. Does that have any impact on it? Because normally you think of those, you know, the ice floes and it being really cold when we're up there watching the eagles.
It does, to be honest with you. And there's not tons and tons of eagles here. I mean, there's still time for it to get cold enough to bring the eagles down. But the eagles that we are seeing here are primarily coming from Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Canada. And as the waters in the far north freezes, it makes the eagles migrate south. So this is their winter home, but they're kind of like, at least me, I'm not going to say you guys, but why exert that extra energy and fly another 400 or 500 miles if you got food right in front of you?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
So, in other words, it's not as cold to the north of us either, then?
It's really not. I mean, okay, there are eagles around. I mean, I've done a couple programs already, and we saw about 20 eagles on each of the tours that I've done so far. So, that's not a whole lot, but at least we are seeing some eagles for sure.
Well, I know there's a listener out there going, are they talking about bird watching? I'll tell you what, I went up there one time and I was along the river road and I was in a parking, it was a like a commuter parking lot or pull off area. And I'm like, man, I'm not seeing any eagles at all. And another car pulls in and they had spotted something that was directly above my head. And the nest was about, I don't know, it looked like it was 6 feet across on how big it was. And finally, when I looked up like a goof, I really got to see something. And when they take off, it's magical to see it up close.
You know, it really is. And the nests that you mentioned, you're not exaggerating when you say that, because sometimes the nests are even quite a bit larger than that. But you mentioned the eagle taking off. They have a wingspan between 6.5 to 7 feet. So to see that bird take off, I mean, it looks huge up there in the sky for sure.
Well, I have a silly question here, but had Ben Franklin been successful, would we enjoy turkey on Thanksgiving, or would there even be a turkey hunting season, because you're not allowed to shoot eagles?
No, I think you're probably right. You know, I tell people during the tours, I say, you know, we've probably been able to eat turkey come Thanksgiving time. Then I also mentioned the spaceship, the Apollo 11, that said the eagle has landed, because imagine if they would have said the turkey has landed. So I don't know. You know, I really don't know.
That
doesn't have the same impact, does it?
No, it sure doesn't.
Well, let's talk about your schedule on the programs that you're offering, because reservations are required. So let's give some information about what people are going to see.
Well, first of all, there are free programs, and I recommend everybody bring a pair of binoculars and a camera. No guarantees about where you get a close picture, but they start at 8:30 in the morning. I'll do about an hour indoor informative program, which will include a video. You get to see an immature as well as a mature eagle, not alive, but a stuffed specimen. Get the feel of a real eagle wing. Get to walk through a replica of an eagle's nest. From there, we drive. We go into the Two Rivers National Wildlife Refuge. We get to see an eagle's nest there and hopefully see eagles. We cross the Brussels Ferry, which is over into what we call Calhoun County, Illinois, which is right between the Illinois and the Mississippi River. Wander throughout the county, go out onto Swan Lake. Eventually make our way up to the town of Hardin, Illinois. We'll eat lunch at a restaurant, watch eagles while we eat, or hopefully do. And from there, we travel north through the county and eventually go back across the Campsville Ferry and then come back to the park. Now, in saying that, I know people are not going to be riding with me, but I will stop half a dozen times. I'll set the spotting scope up on the bird, so everyone will definitely get a close-up look of an eagle throughout the day.
Yeah, that's pretty outstanding, and particularly to get a guided tour. I mean, you can just drive up there and hope for the best, but clearly you've been doing this long enough that you know the likely spots, right?
Well, I do, and we actually go into some areas that are gated areas. They're part of the Two Rivers National Wildlife Refuge. The public, they could walk through there, but that'd be pretty far, you know, pretty far walk. So we do get to go in some areas that the general public really doesn't get to see. And we see a lot of other things. You know, we'll see, you know, pelicans, trumpeter swans, pileated woodpeckers, deer, turkeys. You know, it's a lot of things that a lot of times we do get to see.
You talked about the eagles get to here and they find out that the water's not frozen over on the river, so they may stay here to eat. How far south do they go? Because like ducks and geese go like to Mexico during the cold months. How far are eagles generally in the United States?
Well, couple things about this. They will, you know, the colder it gets, the farther south they will go. It's not uncommon at all to see eagles in Louisiana and Arkansas and even farther south sometimes. But there is a subspecies of the bald eagle which lives along the Gulf Coast and then like in the state of Florida. Now, these eagles, they have a little bit of a different Latin name. They're actually 6 inches smaller in size, but they do not migrate. So they stay year-round. So just for your listeners, these eagles truly are forced to come into this area because the water's in the north freezing. So in saying that, the ones that live in the far south, they stay there year round.
Well, that's pretty interesting. Yeah, like I said, I was doing some homework, Mark, last night, and I think a bald eagle ranges anywhere between like 6 pounds to 14 pounds. Could you imagine? Picture your 14-pound turkey on the dinner table at Thanksgiving. That's how big they are. Of course, the wingspan, there's not a lot of weight to it for their lift, but the altitude, they make love in the air. They are the OG of the Mile High Club, actually the 2 Mile High Club, if you will.
No, they are. And since you did this reading, which is larger, male or female?
I believe the female is. Is that correct?
You are correct. You know, I told the listeners, she rules the roost when it comes to birds of prey. And again, I stop right there.
You're not going
obviously,
any further
that's
than
only,
that.
Sorry.
As far as I'm going.
That's only, that's only in the eagle world, I'm sure.
That's right. I'm not commenting anymore.
No! Come on now.
That's funny. That's funny. So I see that what we've got out here is a program schedule, and these tours, you can make reservations. The last one is March 8th, which is a Friday. Do they fill up? I mean, do people need to kind of actively get on there and make their reservation now?
It's good if you do. Now, typically, they don't all fill up, but there's a couple of days right now that are very close to being full, and I try to limit it to 50 people a day just because if you get more people than that, you have people following along, and then it gets, you know, kind of difficult for everybody to see, you know, what we're seeing up in the front. But you know, you don't have to call today, but you know, I'd say call in the next 2 or 3 weeks, and chances are any one of the dates that we have, you know, be able to get in for sure. Yeah,
and you can make those reservations online. Is that correct?
No, actually, you have to call in. You have to call into the park, and I can give that number. It's 618-786-2331, and hit extension 1 for that.
Okay. 618-786-2331. That gets you into the Pere Marquette Lodge. Obviously, call during business hours, and you can make your reservations, and then you're set. Sounds like a great time. And
they are free.
Yeah,
so that's the price is good.
Oh, you're not buying lunch, Scott?
I was counting everybody else do that for me.
They need to buy him lunch. Scott, how many years have you been doing this, buddy?
A long time, over 30 years.
Wow.
And what was the best year in your memory? What's the best year that you remember the as far as the numbers of eagles?
I'm not going to say exactly, but I'm going to say early 90s, about in there. Yeah. Was, well, maybe a little bit later, probably later 90s. About, I'd say around 2000 in there probably was the best years. And some of them years when we got lots of ice and we got cold weather, 100 eagles in one of these tours was not uncommon at all.
Oh, how majestic is that? That's so cool.
You guys know where the Winfield Lock and Dam is. You've probably been into that area.
Sure.
That ferry used to be open all the time. It's only open now when the other rivers get frozen up or when there's high water. They do open it back up. But one time I crossed the ferry, and there was a clump of ice, and there was either 51 or 52 eagles on a clump of ice, and then a tree above it, there was the same number. So
wow.
I saw 100 eagles right in one spot, and that's the truth.
Well, that's
the nature's golden corral right there.
I was looking for eagles once, and I called Scott, and I said, Scott, I don't see any eagles. And he said, are you looking up in the trees? And I said,
see?
No. And I looked straight up. Well, I was looking on the water because I thought they'd be feeding. It wasn't feeding time. So they're all just hanging out in the trees. They are there. You just have to know where to look.
Huh?
You do, and you know, you guys being kind of sports enthusiasts. You know, I tell people, look for a white baseball, and there's a body attached to that baseball when you look in the tree.
That's right.
That's a great point. Well, Scott Isringhausen, good. We always appreciate having you on here, urban fishing coordinator for the state of Illinois, and schedule your tour now. Again, the number is 618-786-2331 to call into Pere Marquette. And
Hold it. We gave the wrong number. So
I'm
sorry. I gave the lodge phone number, so I'm sorry. It's 618-786-3323.
If you called that other number, would they patch you through?
They'd probably tell you the correct number, but I'm sorry. It's 618-786-3323. I'm sorry.
Very good. No big deal. We'll apologize to the people answering the phone up there at Pere Marquette.
Well, if somebody wants to just Google, what would they Google to find the contact information?
You can go into just type in Pere Marquette State Park Eagle Programs. Make sure you put 2024 because there's other dates that are, you know, get stuck out there on the different web pages.
Okay.
But they are there, yes. And the next one will be this coming Tuesday, January the 9th, and goes all the way through March the 8th. And they're not every day, but, you know, several days during that time period.
Very good. Scott, Happy New Year. Thanks for giving us some time.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me here.
Absolutely.
All right. Happy eagle watching. That's good stuff. Okay. Well, our executive producer, Carl Middleman, on his game, I literally just sent a text the other day about the Let's Go Fishing show. And boom, he booked it. We're going to talk to Jamie Lane, the GM at the Gateway Convention Center in Collinsville, coming up next on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
So glad you're back with us here, Mark Cox, along with Bo Matthews and Carl Middleman. You know, I was just Bo the other day. I've got a 2.5-year-old grandson now, right? He's just
awesomeness. Yep,
great little dude. But what you can't do is tell him you're taking him somewhere before you're ready to walk out the door, because he will drive you crazy about it, right? He wants to go. He thinks it's immediate. He doesn't know we're going to go next month or 2 months from now. So I told him the other day, that he'd been to the Magic House, and they've got this little river down there. You can drop fish in on one end and you can pick them up on the other end. And I told him I'm going to take him fishing just like they do at the Magic House. And he got up and he ran to the door. But I was talking about this spring sometime when it warms up. So maybe
he had his fishing vest on, his fishing hat. He's got a cooler. He's ready to go. I can picture it.
Maybe where I need to take him is the Gateway Convention Center in Collinsville, because they're having their Let's Go Fishing show coming up. We got Jamie Lane with us, general manager at Gateway Convention Center from Collinsville. Jamie, welcome into the show.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
We're doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm good. Just getting ready, and everybody's starting to move in for the big...
Yeah, I'll bet. You know, we just got off the phone with Scott Isringhausen a few minutes ago. He said to tell you hello.
He and I have worked together for many years. I've been doing this show for 10 years this year, and the Gateway Center has been a host facility, just not producing it ourselves the entire time, for 30 years. This is the 30th anniversary of the show being at Gateway Convention Center in Collinsville.
Yeah, Jamie, I've been to it many, many times, and at the time of this recording of this conversation, which is on Thursday, and depending on when you hear the show, we will mention the hours and all that information, because it does go Sunday as well from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., but it's an exciting show. But do you find that the response is different when it's nice weather? Because we used to love doing it when there was, like, snow on the ground and people just need to get out of the house.
Right. I feel like it's a fine line. You want it to be cold because everybody has cabin fever and they're bored and restless, and they want to, you know, they can't go outside to enjoy it. So they come out and they're with, you know, fishing enthusiasts who love the outdoors. But if it's too nice, you know, you could end up with people just taking that opportunity to go outside and fish. So we don't want it to be too nice, but we certainly don't like, from a management perspective, the ice and snow and stuff. That's not a good scenario. And I think we're lucking out this weekend with cold but not winter advisory.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm happy that the weather's looking good from what I saw most recent.
Yeah, not going to be that bad at all. So Saturday 9 to 7, Sunday 10 to 4. It's only $7 to get in, free for ages 5 and under, so I could bring my grandson over there and let him walk around and just look. So Scott was bragging about this 5,000-gallon aquarium that you're going to have in there. Tell us about that.
Yes, so it's Illinois Department of Natural Resources and Gateway Center, the Let's Go Fishing Show, sponsor this. And we get 1,500 hybrid bluegill fish, and it is, so it's stocked with great-looking fish. And all weekend long, there will be fishing hours. You know, we don't fish it 24 hours a day to give the fish a bit of a break and make sure they're really good at taking the bait. But they have... people there that are also skilled and very helpful with kids. So, I mean, you don't have to be a kid to do the fish ponds. It's a catch and release free fish pond, but it sure is fun when it is kids that either have never fished before or have barely ever done that. And they have staff and volunteers that are there to show them how to do it, help them do it. And they have the biggest smiles on their faces when they catch those fish. They're guaranteed basically to catch one. And that just is a great way to start a healthy love of fishing and outdoors in children.
It really is. Jamie Lane, the GM of the Gateway Convention Center in Collinsville for the 30th anniversary of the Let's Go Fishing Show this weekend. You know, we just had kids maybe see Santa Claus for the first time, and their eyes are big as saucers. When they have an opportunity to see the fish and see them swimming in their environment where they can actually, you know, get an idea of what that looks like under the surface of the water, the same kind of reaction in a lot of ways, because who doesn't love to go fishing, right?
Right. And they're so accomplished. You know, they did that themselves. And I feel like it really is a moment of pride that they feel from doing that. So, and it's something that they can, you know, we basically have a little line forming and it's never too terribly long, you know, so it's you get to go up there, fish. If you want to go right back to the back of the line and do it again, you know, they're all welcome to do it. So, it is a very family-friendly show, and that is the biggest draw for kids, but there's also kids' games and activities in other areas of the show. And I would be remiss if I didn't talk about some of the other show features, like our free seminars that we do throughout the show. Basically, you know, that $7 adult admission ticket gets you in the door, and then once you're in, everything activity-wise or amenity-wise is included with the cost of admission. So these free seminars are a great opportunity to actually meet the pros, ask them questions, learn from them. They're giving seminars, and I think that's one of the best features of the show that really attracts folks to the show, because they can learn about bass, crappie, catfish, walleye, fly fishing, marine electronics, where they're showing hands-on. So the seminars are very educational and helpful. And really, so are the vendors, too. We got over 110 vendors that are just top-quality products and services. They have unique products because some of these are handmade, handcrafted. You couldn't find it anywhere else. And you're not only able to get good deals on all of these things, but some of these items are, you're talking to the person who actually invented it or created it or painted it themselves, you know.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's a really unique experience you can't just get when you go to a big box retailer store. You know, this is more of hands-on, for all skill levels too. You know, you can be a novice, you could be an expert, and everybody is very welcoming and will help you learn and talk to you if you have questions, so that you can really make good decisions on what you want to buy.
I went to the website, letsgoshows.com. You can find out more details on what's going on over there this weekend. I love the creativity of entrepreneurs, because if I go this weekend, I've got to find this particular booth. Bite Me Bait. Isn't that great?
Marketing genius.
What a great name.
Send them
I
to
love
Shark
their
Tank.
Names. Like, some of them have, there's so many fish puns and fun names with these vendors. And that particular vendor has been in the show for years and, is very great to work with. So it's those of us who've been to the show and been part of the show, we call it a fishing family reunion, because you're walking around and you may see familiar faces. You may meet new people, but it is just everyone's having a good time and enjoying being around other fishing enthusiasts, you know, whether it's people that have never fished before or people that do it every day.
Yeah, there's one called MMA fishing. I'm thinking mixed martial arts and fishing all in one. How does that work? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just going down the
list. That's how they catch the fish.
That's how they fight them. They jump in the water and fight them. So I get the honor this year, Jamie, of going to Alaska to go salmon fishing. I can't wait. And my guess is you have a lot of guides and resorts that are going to be there telling people about great trips like that as well, right?
Right, we do. There are local fishing guides. There are, you know, fairly regional or mid, you know, throughout the country resorts that are in the states that you can go to, fishing resorts. And we have.
So glad you're back with us here, Mark Cox, along with Bo Matthews and Carl Middleman. And, you know, I was just Bo the other day. I've got a 2.5-year-old grandson now, right? He's just
awesomeness. Yep.
Great little dude. But what you can't do is tell him you're taking him somewhere before you're ready to walk out the door, because he will drive you crazy about it, right? He wants to go. He thinks it's immediate. He doesn't know we're going to go next month or 2 months from now. So I told him the other day, that he'd been to the Magic House, and they've got this little river down there. You can drop fish in on one end, and you can pick them up on the other end. And I told him, I'm going to take him fishing just like they do at the Magic House. And he got up and he ran to the door. But I was talking about this spring sometime when it warms up. So maybe
he had his fishing vest on, his fishing hat. He's got a cooler. He's ready to go. I can picture it.
Maybe where I need to take him is the Gateway Convention Center in Collinsville, because they're having their Let's Go Fishing show coming up. We got Jamie Lane with us, general manager at Gateway Convention Center from Collinsville. Jamie, welcome into the show.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
We're doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm good. Just getting ready, and everybody's starting to move in for the big...
Yeah, I'll bet. You know, we just got off the phone with Scott Isringhausen a few minutes ago. He said to tell you hello.
He and I have worked together for many years. I've been doing this show for 10 years this year, and the Gateway Center has been a host facility, just not producing it ourselves the entire time, the 30 years. This is the 30th anniversary of the show being at Gateway Convention Center in Collinsville.
Yeah, Jamie, I've been to it many, many times, and at the time of this recording of this conversation, which is on Thursday, and depending on when you hear the show, we will mention the hours and all that information, because it does go Sunday as well from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., but it's an exciting show. But do you find that the response is different when it's nice weather? Because we used to love doing it when there was, like, snow on the ground and people just need to get out of the house.
Right. I feel like it's a fine line. You want it to be cold because everybody has cabin fever and they're bored and restless, and they want to, you know, they can't go outside to enjoy it. So they come out and they're with, you know, fishing enthusiasts who love the outdoors. But if it's too nice, you know, you could end up with people just taking that opportunity to go outside and fish. So we don't want it to be too nice, but we certainly don't like, from a management perspective, the ice and snow and stuff. That's not a good scenario. And I think we're lucking out this weekend with cold but not winter advisory.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm happy that the weather's looking good from what I saw most recent.
Yeah, not going to be that bad at all. So Saturday 9 to 7, Sunday 10 to 4. It's only $7 to get in, free for ages 5 and under, so I could bring my grandson over there and let him walk around and just look. So Scott was bragging about this 5,000-gallon aquarium that you're going to have in there. Tell us about that.
Yes, so it's Illinois Department of Natural Resources and Gateway Center, the Let's Go Fishing Show, sponsor this. And we get 1,500 hybrid bluegill fish, and it is, so it's stocked with great-looking fish. And all weekend long, there will be fishing hours. You know, we don't fish it 24 hours a day to give the fish a bit of a break and make sure they're really good at taking the bait. But they have... people there that are also skilled and very helpful with kids. So, I mean, you don't have to be a kid to do the fish ponds. It's a catch and release free fish pond, but it sure is fun when it is kids that either have never fished before or have barely ever done that. And they have staff and volunteers that are there to show them how to do it, help them do it. And they have the biggest smiles on their faces when they catch those fish. They're guaranteed basically to catch one. And that just is a great way to start a healthy love of fishing and outdoors in children.
It really is. Jamie Lane, the GM of the Gateway Convention Center in Collinsville for the 30th anniversary of the Let's Go Fishing Show this weekend. You know, we just had kids maybe see Santa Claus for the first time, and their eyes are big as saucers. When they have an opportunity to see the fish and see them swimming in their environment where they can actually, you know, get an idea of what that looks like under the surface of the water, the same kind of reaction in a lot of ways, because who doesn't love to go fishing, right?
Right, and they're so accomplished. You know, they did that themselves, and I feel like it really is a moment of pride that they feel from doing that. So, and it's something that they can, you know, we basically have a little line forming, and it's never too terribly long, you know. So it's a, you get to go up there, fish. If you want to go right back to the back of the line and do it again, you know, they're all welcome to do it. So it is a very family-friendly show, and that is the biggest draw for kids, but there's also kids' games and activities in other areas of the show. And I would be remiss if I didn't talk about some of the other show features, like our free seminars that we do throughout the show. Basically, you know, that $7 adult admission ticket gets you in the door, and then once you're in, everything activity-wise or amenity-wise is included with the cost of admission. So these free seminars are a great opportunity to actually meet the pros, ask them questions, learn from them. They're giving seminars, and I think that's one of the best features of the show that really attracts folks to the show, because they can learn about bass, crappie, catfish, walleye, fly fishing, marine electronics, where they're showing hands-on. So the seminars are very educational and helpful. And really, so are the vendors, too. We got over 110 vendors that are just top-quality products and services. They have unique products because some of these are handmade, handcrafted. You couldn't find it anywhere else. And you're not only able to get good deals on all of these things, but some of these items are, you're talking to the person who actually invented it or created it or painted it themselves, you know.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's a really unique experience you can't just get when you go to a big box retailer store. You know, this is more of hands-on, for all skill levels too. You know, you can be a novice, you could be an expert, and everybody is very welcoming and will help you learn and talk to you if you have questions, so that you can really make good decisions on what you want to buy.
I went to the website, letsgoshows.com. You can find out more details on what's going on over there this weekend. I love the creativity of entrepreneurs, because if I go this weekend, I've got to find this particular booth. Bite Me Baits. Isn't that great?
Marketing genius.
What a great name.
Send them
I
to
love
Shark
their
Tank.
Names. Like, some of them have, there's so many fish puns and fun names with these vendors. And that particular vendor has been in the show for years and, is very great to work with. So it's those of us who've been to the show and been part of the show, we call it a fishing family reunion, because you're walking around and you may see familiar faces, you may meet new people, but it is just everyone's having a good time and enjoying being around other fishing enthusiasts, you know, whether it's people that have never fished before or people that do it every day.
Yeah, there's one called MMA fishing. I'm thinking mixed martial arts and fishing all in one. How does that work? No, I'm just going down the
That's
list.
That's how they catch the fish.
That's how they fight them. They jump in the water and fight them. So I get the honor this year, Jamie, of going to Alaska to go salmon fishing. I can't wait. And my guess is you have a lot of guides and resorts that are going to be there telling people about great trips like that as well, right?
Right, we do. There are local fishing guides. There are, you know, fairly regional or mid, you know, throughout the country resorts that are in the states that you can go to, fishing resorts. And we have several from Canada that are here for the show. One of the ones that we've partnered with is Canoe Canada Outfitters, and they're great to work with. And they have a major prize for us to give away on Saturday. That's a five-night fly-in fishing trip to their resort. But that's just one of the kinds of vendors that are there. I do hear from people that, and from these resorts, there are people that plan their trip annually by coming to this show.
Oh,
you
nice.
Know, and they seek them out and they make sure they plan their trip, you know, either for this summer or next summer. But there are a lot of great options for fishing trips here.
It's just a great tradition. I have a friend, in fact we've had him on the radio here talking about this. I've known him for years, and 20 I don't know, 20 some years ago, he and his dad started the tradition of going to Canada fishing every year, and they go to the same place, and they've been going for 20 plus years now,
right,
and they look forward to it every year, and his dad's getting a little older, but they still go and they make it work. And I mean, the memories that you create doing that, you can't beat that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, some of them, you know, are where you have the plane that you fly in and land on the water and then go to the resort. I mean, what an amazing experience that would be.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's like the place Carl went to last year. Yeah. You know, it's one of these things that you don't... What is it again?
It's Pipestone Lodge in Emo, Canada.
Pipestone Lodge, yeah. Yeah, speaking of family, my dad loves to fish, hasn't gone in years, and he's 80 now, but he and I have talked about going to northern Minnesota, where we used to go when I was a kid, and we just haven't done it. You know what? This conversation is motivating me to do that. But about the show, though, the 30th anniversary Let's Go Fishing show this weekend, congratulations on the longevity of it. But it is something that, you know, there's always going to be good fish stories. And I always look for a good nickname like Big Fish right here on the show. there's a legend that goes along with fishing. And, of course, the fish stories, those are the best.
Right. People love to talk fishing, and this is a building full of everybody who is ready to talk fishing. So people that come alone, you know, find friends to talk fishing with. You know, that's pretty much what I see, you know, as I walk around. And other, you know, there's families, there's people that they have their fishing buddies, there's, you know, people that have come with their friends and they're grabbing a beer. You know, it's a good, fun experience with lots of things to see and do. So people will come and they'll stay, you know, and that's a sign that it's a fun show, because they're not just walking it and then leaving. You know, they come and they stay.
You should have led with that, Jamie. There's beer.
Yeah.
Yes, there's beer.
Oh, wow.
Come on.
I've been to many conventions over there. There is beer.
Hold on. Isn't that implied?
I don't know. Maybe not.
Bill Engvall used to say, oh, yeah, Dad would take me fishing. He'd bring a cooler with a case of beer and one Coke.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's funny.
And then they're doing a nerd special after that. At the end of the month, there's a brick convention.
Brickfest. Yes, I know what you're talking about. So this show, the fishing show, Gateway Convention Center in the city of Collinsville owns and produces it, because they own and they manage Gateway Center. The Brickfest event and the majority of everything else, you know, that Gateway Center is hosting, we are renting the space to an outside, you know, third party client. Brickfest Live is an event that is touring the country. And, you know, they are clients of ours. They have selected us this year, and this is the first time they've come to Collinsville. And, I mean, who doesn't like Legos? You know, I feel like that's a very popular event. We're really expecting a big crowd for that one. And it's the January 20th and 21st.
Bigger question is, who hasn't stepped on a Lego at some point?
Exactly.
That's what I remember.
Never forget that. It's a very good, you know, you won't forget.
Well, Jamie Lane, thank you for your time at Gateway Convention Center in Collinsville. Going on this weekend, the big 30th anniversary Let's Go Fishing show, and still plenty of time to get over there and take advantage of it. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, too. Thank you very much.
We'll talk to you soon, Jamie.
Stuff.
Thank you. Yeah. I honestly might go. I'm because I did tell my grandson the other day I was going to take him fishing. I could take him over there, let him drop a line in that little tank, and maybe catch a bluegill or something.
What does he call you?
Papa.
Okay, so Papa is going to hold to his word and bring him and go fishing this weekend.
I'm thinking
possibly.
I might. I got to talk to the parents first and make sure that's okay with them. I'm going to see what they got going on, but I may try to make that happen.
And spoil them rotten, right?
Okay, absolutely. Anything he wants, except beer. It's only 2.5.
Root beer. Root beer for him. It'll be okay.
Root beer for the boy, for sure.
All right. Hours again, Saturday till 7 p.m., Sunday 10 to 4 in Collinsville, Illinois. Thanks to Jamie Lane for joining us on Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors.
Yeah, that's going to do it for us today. We appreciate you all. Have a fantastic weekend. We'll see you next time around on Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors.
See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.